This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Problematics, I do not know where we go as a country, but I do know that for the first time in a really long time, I am very, very concerned about our future. This is Can't Cancel Rod Smith. Problematics, it has been a very, very rough week. I'm just going to get to what everybody is talking about, what is on everybody's minds, which is the senseless slaughter of children in Texas. 19 children and two teachers at an elementary school in Texas were shot and killed earlier this week. One of the worst mass shootings in history. I believe it is the worst mass shooting in Texas history. And during moments like this, as somebody who works in media, as somebody who does this, as somebody who, you know, it's your job to, you know, have a hot take or to go on Twitter and to say what you think, because I have 200,000 followers and I'm important, and it's just, it's not important for my voice to be out there like that. So I turned down news hits and I didn't really post a whole lot about this other than to say that perhaps this is a moment when we could all just watch what we're saying and we could all just be empathetic and be respectful. Because it's really moments like this that we go through as a country. It's really moments like this that make me fear for our future as Americans. It makes me fear for our abilities to come together as Americans, because the thing about it is, and this is just the moment that we live in, people were so quick to, and I don't care what side of the aisle you fall on when it comes to, if you're a gun grabber, if you're somebody who believes in the Second Amendment and will defend that until the day you die, I don't care what side of the aisle you fall on. I think that sometimes it's a sickness of our modern culture and our modern society in this sort of go, go, go social media moment, news media moment. Everybody has an opinion. Everybody's an expert. This moment that we live in, to where we can't take a split second and I think realize the enormity and gravity of what has happened. And when I think about this, and you think about little kids, just little kids going to school and dealing with this. And, you know, there was a clip from CNN, and I won't play it because it's just, it's too heartbreaking. But it was, you know what? I should play this clip. I should play it. This is Anderson Cooper. He's speaking to the father of one of the young victims.
She was the sweetest little girl who did nothing wrong. She listened to her mom and dad. She always brushed her teeth. She did. She was creative. She made things for us. She never got in trouble in school. Like, I just want to know what she did to be a victim.
One little girl was just covered in blood, head to toe. Like, I thought she was injured. I asked her what was wrong. And she said she's okay. She was hysterical, saying that they shot her best friend, that they killed her best friend, and she's not breathing, and that she was trying to call the cops. And I asked the little girl the name, and she's and she told me, and she said, Amory.
How do you look at this girl and shoot her? Oh, my baby, how do you shoot my baby?
I just want people to know that she just died trying to save her classmates.
And so here's the thing, guys. You know, you listen to that. And, you know, I'd gotten through almost this whole week without kind of like breaking down into tears. Because you listen to that and you watch him. And, you know, if you watch the clip, you see him clutching this photo of his daughter. This is the father of Amory Jo Garza. This is one of the victims here. And you listen to that unimaginable pain and anguish that this man is going through. That this man will be going through in some capacity for the rest of his life. I mean, it'll eventually, I don't know, in decades, I guess, get better for him, but it'll always be there. You know, it'll never go away. And so you listen to that, and you listen to somebody that's hurting, and you realize that they're literally parents of 18 other children that are hurting like that. Children that didn't deserve this. Children that didn't do anything. They're just little kids. And what I hate the most about, I guess, being a media person in times like this is that the culture that we live in as Americans, the culture that we live in, and this is not even just Americans, this is a global thing, this new world that we live in, the culture demands easy answers, and it demands heroes, and it demands villains. And the only villain in this case is the man who pulled the trigger and killed these children, if you can even call him a man. And so you think about these things. And I think that at some point in this world right now where people are grieving, people are grieving these little kids, I think almost as if they were all of our own. And I don't think, and I don't care who you vote for. I don't care what, you know, you think about guns. I don't think that there's anybody in this country that's not grieving these children. And what makes me worry about our future as a country, these things make me worry about my future as a planet, is that we don't have these ways to process our grief, and then people immediately go into, who's the demon? Who's the villain? Who's the bad guy here? Who can we make the bad guy aside from the shooter, who is the bad guy? And the shooter's dead. So that person can't be the villain. So who's the villain? Who's the easy villain? Who is the easy villain that I can use to make myself feel better? That I can use to get away from this grieving and in this pain and this hurt and this anger? And so often in this society, the villain becomes us, and the villain becomes each other. Because if you're somebody that, like I said, believes in the Second Amendment, and believes that the guns didn't have anything to do with this, that there was a monster behind the gun that committed such a heinous act, if you're somebody that believes that, then your villain is everybody that would try to come for your right to carry arms, your right to defend yourself, the Second Amendment. If you are somebody who does not believe in the Second Amendment, if you're somebody who goes to and says things like gun violence, gun violence, gun violence when this stuff happens, your villain is that guy that believes, that guy or gal, by the way, that believes in the Second Amendment and that believes in it as one of the most fundamental things that is the core to their being. So instead of using a moment of tragedy to come together, a moment of tragedy to mourn, and you know, I'm just going to say something. This, hopefully this isn't inappropriate, but for all the talk about how racist this country is, there's not, allegedly, all those children are not white. All those children are Latino, Hispanic. And we as a country are grieving these children. It doesn't matter what they look like. What matters was that they were little kids. And so maybe it's a little inappropriate, and I didn't want to use that to make a political point, but when we have moments like this, I don't believe that we as a people, as Americans, are fundamentally in our hearts racist. Because if Americans were truly racist, and didn't care, we would not be grieving these children like this. And that's just a thought that kind of, you know, came up, you know, in my mind about this. We've got a lot of work to do as a country. And when I come back from the break, I want to talk a little bit about Jason Whitlock, who is deeply intelligent. And I think he had one of what I think is the most thought-provoking takes on all of this. And I'll have that for you after the break.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, Problematics. We're back. I mentioned to you before the break that Jason Whitlock had one of the most insightful takes on this that I have seen. Now, you know, if you know anything about Jason Whitlock, and you know, it would be great to get him on this podcast at a certain point, but what makes him, I think, a really important cultural commentator right now is that there's nobody that's really doing what he's doing when he talks about cultural commentary, because he really does put it in the realm of Christianity, and he puts it in the realm of culture, and not just pop culture, but what our actual culture is as Americans, as people. And he said something that I think is fascinating. I don't know if I agree with it, but I think that it's worth discussion. And so there's a lot of stuff that is coming out about the police response to the shooter. I have purposefully not gotten into any of this stuff in this podcast because you don't need to come here for that. All right. You go somewhere else for breaking news. Because the thing about it is that this stuff changes every second. There's no way for me to keep up with it. So I decided not to take that track with this. But this is what Jason Whitlock tweeted. And like I said, there are some reports. Actually, well, this is confirmed. So I can say this is confirmed, that the police were literally outside of the building for an hour while this monster killed children. And there is a lot of conversation right now. There's a lot of frustration. There's videos out on social media where there were hysterical parents that were trying to get in. They were, one of them, I think, was handcuffed by the police officers that was outside. One of them had the taser on the ready. So there's all this stuff going on. And these reports are coming out. And so this tweet that I'm about to read you from Jason Whitlock is a response to this. And this is what he said. Our culture has moved such a negative direction in the last decade. I'm not sure first responders would have run up in the World Trade Towers today. Cultural rot has consequences. When you make heroes of people who contribute nothing and demonize those who risk everything. And so what he is getting at here, what I think, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I agree with a lot of this stuff in theory, because what he's getting at here is this. We cannot divorce this monster taking babies, children, little kids. We cannot divorce this horrific incident and the many horrific incidents that happened, from the guy that drove his SWV into the Christmas parade in Waukesha. The other mass shooting, the horrific mass shooting that happened in Buffalo just a couple of weeks ago, if it was even that long ago, when the white supremacists murdered black people in the grocery store. So we can't divorce these things, even though statistically they are aberrations, right? But we can't, it seems like they happen a lot, but statistically it just, when they happen, they're so shocking and horrifying to all of us. It's like we can't even process it. But we can't divorce these things to wider problems and wider issues that are happening in culture. And this is what he's getting at right here. Obviously, this is a sort of subtle critique of, and Whitlock critiques the BLM anti-police stuff a lot. And so what he's saying right now is you demonize those who risk everything. And so this is what happens, is what he's saying. What happens when you demonize police officers, what happens when you demonize these people is that perhaps, and you will never know what's in these people's minds. You have no idea. But perhaps they're like, well, I'm going to get crucified either way. Perhaps. I do not know. Not an excuse. Pure speculation. And so he critiques this in the wake of this Barack Obama tweet, which I'm going to read it to you if you've not heard of this before. I thought it was a joke when I first saw it posted somewhere. I literally thought, like, I thought this was satire. This is a Barack Obama tweet. As we grieve the children of Uvalde today, we should take time to recognize that 2 years have passed since the murder of George Floyd under the knee of a police officer. His killing stays with us all to this day, especially those who loved him. You know, no word from the pregnant woman whose stomach he held a gun to. No word from her. We don't know, you know, how much she's grieving George Floyd 2 years later. And the tweet is so awful, so tone deaf, so ridiculous, so absurd, so infuriating, so offensive. Like I said, I thought it was satire, but it is very real. They could not wait to stand George Floyd over the bodies of dead children in order to make a political point, in order to remind their base that while we're grieving the slaughter of innocents, don't forget that you're constantly a victim and target of racism. It's unreal. It's shocking to me. It is literally, and I can't even do the cable news thing where I'm just gonna be mad and angry and performative and upset or anything like that. Like it just shocks me that something like this go out, even if it wasn't him, even if it was staff, which it likely was. And it was staff that had it, and it was staff sending that out that had to get approved and all that stuff. It is shocking to me that that was approved to go out. But back to Whitlock, this is what he's talking about. He's talking about cultural rot. And we see cultural rot in a lot of different ways. We see cultural rot in this sort of celebration of degeneracy, if you will, right? So the celebration of when we were, remember when the current thing a couple of weeks ago was the abortion rights thing, right? And you would just have so many leftist women, and these are not even liberal, they're leftists, just cackling with glee and just talking about having abortions with such vulgarity that it's like there's no bottom. And then when you connect that cultural rot to, there is another video that's going around from the New York City subway, an obviously mentally deranged homeless person that when you watch the video, the looks of me is that this is somebody that is wrestling with some sort of gender identity issues. But this person just attacking somebody on the train, literally just terrorizing a woman. And everybody just stands around filming with their phones. Nobody does anything. Because this is what we do nowadays. We take out our phones and start recording. We don't help. We travel around mass transit in larger cities, as they do in New York, with half of your face covered, with masks on, which gives people the license and leeway to do smash and grab robberies. And you see videos of that. And of course, everybody has a mask on because this is what is socially acceptable now. And it will apparently be socially acceptable until the end of time. People just walking around in public with half their face covered up. If you saw somebody walking around in public with half their face covered up before COVID, you would immediately think, what's going on? But these are the signifiers of this cultural rot. And this is what Whitlock is talking about. And these are not the only signifiers of this cultural rot. This cultural rot is from top to bottom in many different ways. And I think, and when I come back, I think that a lot of this cultural rot has to do with our politicians and how everything is a opportunity to go viral on social media for them. Even the murder of 19 innocent children, which is what Beto O'Rourke used to try to score political points. And I will get to him up next.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
In a country full of awful politicians, talentless, conniving, thirsty, desperate, stupid, Robert Francis O'Rourke out of Texas, it's probably one of the worst, and God knows this week he proved it in a moment that will, I think, go down in infamy for the rest of his career. Because this is when Robert Francis O'Rourke, who the mainstream media calls Beto, even though this man is a white Irish Catholic, who adopted that Latino-sounding nickname for political reasons. He is a child of nepotism. It's talentless, hasn't really done anything but run for office and be elevated by the left, who is desperate to find, I don't know, people like him to push their agenda. So he decided that earlier this week he was going to interrupt a press conference right directly in the wake. Now, look, guys. We're a couple of days away from this. He did this like within 24 hours. It's despicable. I want you to listen to this.
Excuse me.
Sit down.
You're out of line and an embarrassment.
Sit down.
Next shooting is right now, and you are doing nothing.
No, you need to get his ass out of here. This isn't the place to talk this over.
This is totally predictable. When you,
sir, you're out of line. Sir, you are out of line. Sir, you are out of line. Please leave this auditorium. I can't believe you're a sick son of a bitch that would come to a deal like this to make a political issue.
So there was that. Disgraceful. Disgraceful. And when we talk about cultural rot, let's talk about the cultural rot of our political discourse that is sort of escalated by this social media stuff, this desire to kind of pull stunts for clicks and likes and retweets and attention and raising funds on social media. Now, there's a little bit more reporting that has come out since this. The Beto O'Rourke thing, it was an absolute political stunt. They had a seat filler in the seat right when the press conference comes. You know, he gets a call, he goes in the seat. Obviously, there's a throng of reporters right there after him. We have a class of politicians, and by the way, not just liberal politicians, not just Democrat politicians, by the way, folks, who are so deep into the swamp that is American politics, so corrupted by it, so driven insane by it, that they think about things not through the lens of humanity, not through the lens of integrity, not through the lens of respect, but through the lens of how it can be used to score a political point against their opponents. And that is where we are at as a country right now. And as you all know, I'm no huge fan of the GOP right now. I just think that they're a bunch of do-nothings. But I will say this. I do not know that you would see something like that from a Republican politician. I just don't see it happening. This is something that could only come from the left. This is behavior that is so sick and so devoid of any real humanity. And he can say that he's doing this because he cares, and he can say that he's doing this because he is tired of these shootings, and he can say all of these other things. But it's absolutely not true. Cultural rot. Cultural rot. The cultural rot is real. Now, the rot in the swamp with people like Robert Francis O'Rourke, that rot is always going to be there. In fact, the swamp encourages that rot. The swamp looks for people that are that rotten, that are that lost, that are that broken, that they will do anything that the swamp tells them to do. This is why our politics is broken. The only question that I have as we move forward from this tragedy, and there's so much more that I want to talk about and I want to discuss, but as we move on from this tragedy, and you know what, I'll just go a little bit longer because there's still some things that I want to address. But as we move forward from this tragedy, are we doing the right things to address this cultural rot? And when we talk about cultural rot, and I didn't want to make this my last point, but I'm just going to go there. We have to say that this country has been failing young men. And I'm not I am not making excuses for this monster. That could not be further from the truth. Please do not think that I am doing that for even a split solitary second. Absolutely not. Never. But you look at these mass shooters. You look at Dylan Roof. You look at the guy who did the shooting in Buffalo. You look at this person that did this shooting. What they all have in common, and it's not just that these are men of different colors. Even the guy, you know, the Chinese guy that did a mass shooting. What they all have in common is that they're young men. They seem to be very angry young men, likely very mentally disturbed young men, likely young men who have been failed by society in some way, shape, or form. And again, not making excuses. I'm processing this as we all are, the best that we can, and just trying to find some answers. I do believe that we are failing young men as a society, and I think that this goes across races. We are failing young Black men. We are failing young white men. We are failing young Latino men. We are failing young Asian men. We are failing young men as a society. And there's a lot of talk about how fathers matter, and fathers do matter. But this is what I think, and I'll make this my final thought. If we don't, as a society, and this is, and by the way, this is never going to happen vis-a-vis the mainstream media or Hollywood, so I'm not talking about them. But if society doesn't figure out a way to embrace masculinity in a positive way, if society does not find a way to engage young men, if society does not find a way to bring those on the margins of society, particularly young men, if society does not find a way to bring those on the margins of society into society, and I do not know how that is, then we will continue to see shootings like this. Not just this mass shooting, but the mass shootings that happen every weekend in Chicago at the hands of disaffected young men that are locked out of polite society, mainstream society, whatever you want to call it. If we don't find a way to do something with them, if we don't find a way to engage them, if we don't find a way to encourage them, then they will be our downfall. This is what I truly believe, and this is not an attack on masculinity or an attack on men, because I'm not talking about all men. I'm talking about the men on the margins, because the men on the margins are responsible for a lot of the sickness that we see going on in our society today. And if we don't figure this out, then we're not going to make it, folks. Problematics, thank you as always for listening. If you're enjoying the show, please go to Apple Podcasts and rate us with 5 stars. And don't forget, you can download and listen to Can't Cancel Rob Smith every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday on Apple Podcasts, iHeart Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.